All right, welcome everyone. It is 4:31. I think we're gonna just make sure, yeah, we have everyone on screen. I see Nick. I think we have quorum here. Just want to make sure everyone's actually with us before we get started. All right, yes, we have quorum. Welcome everyone to this evening's Urban Design Commission. I hope everyone's having a fantastic day. Jess, if you could please note the roll. We'll get started here. First order of business is approval of our previous meeting minutes. Do we have a motion for approval? Anina, do we have a second to that motion? Nick. All right, if there's no other discussion, then by unanimous consent, the previous meeting minutes are approved. That then brings us to agenda item number one, which is general public comment. I believe we did have someone registered. Let's see, Mary Hansen was registered for general public comment. I don't know if Mary is on. Otherwise, I believe.
I don't have her in the queue.
Okay, we believe she may have intended to register for agenda item number three, anyways. But we can come back and double check if she shows up in queue. Julie, if you could just watch for her and let me know.
Sure thing.
Okay, thanks. Otherwise, no, we don't have any other registrants for general public comment. So with that, we'll then move on to disclosures and recusals. And I'll start. I am going to recuse myself this evening on agenda item number three. And because our vice chair is also absent tonight, the wonderful Commissioner Assad will take the helm for agenda item number three, just as a heads up to everyone. Any other disclosures or recusals? Okay. Excellent. Julie, we'll turn it to you then. If you could please provide us with instructions for our virtual meeting.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our virtual meeting. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. For members of the public and applicant teams who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. There is a 3-minute speaker time limit for individual speakers and a 10-minute time limit for development teams, and staff will let you know when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. You will remain muted until the chair calls on you to answer a question. If you need to share documentation with the commission, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn your video on, it will be turned off. Chair, the floor is yours.
All right, thanks, Julie. Next up, Jess, would you be able to provide us with an agenda overview?
I sure can do that. Thank you, Chair, and good evening, everyone. This evening's agenda is a pretty light agenda with only two items. Those include one public hearing item. This is item number 2, 2510 West Beltline Highway. This is a comprehensive design review for signage. The UDC is an approving body on this request. With regard to this item, I do have a short staff presentation after the applicant's presentation and before we jump into the commission's discussion that I'd like to give just to summarize the staff report and the staff position. And then also item number 3, which is an item of unfinished business. This is 3565 Tulane Avenue. This is a planned development for the Eastmoreland Community Center and multifamily housing development, for which the UDC is an advisory body to the Plan Commission. So with that, I'll hand it back over to you, Chair, to get things started.
All right, thanks, Jess. So yeah, that then brings us to public hearing items, starting with agenda item number 2, 2510 Beltline Highway, our CDR presentation for this evening. We will pull the presentation up on screen, and then as soon as we do, if the applicant team is ready to present, you can jump right in. And Julie, maybe also if you could provide us with just who's registered to speak on that item.
Sure.
Hello.
Registered to speak is Richard Koss, and then available to answer questions, we have registered Savannah Ormsby and Jim Triatic.
Thank you. And Richard, I think maybe I heard you. Do you hear us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. Yeah, you can start whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'm just going to bear with me, read the presentation they gave me from Nissan for the signage. And they just Roseon Nissan and Madison is going through a public re building remodel as part of their upgrade process to accommodate the new global Nissan brand image. In the remodel, they are expanding the facility with additional car wash attached to the right side of the facility. The remodel will benefit the people of Madison, not only upgrade aesthetics, but also will provide better experience in visiting the dealership to improve customer purchasing experience. The goal of the renovation is to make the day-to-day operations of the facility easier, not only for those who are employed by Roseon Automotive Group, but also for improved efficiency and customer experience, in turn increasing positive customer feedback and satisfaction. The remodel primarily focuses on the exterior side of the building with the addition of upgraded light and dark gray ACM finishes and minor lot improvements, whereas internally focusing on upgrading the key areas that factor into the customer experience, such as furnishing, wall finishes, and overall layout. In addition to the exterior and interior renovations to accommodate for the new global brand image, the facility is also going through updating their sign package. The proposed new signage follows a minimalistic design with a mix of materials in the red, black, white, and silver color family, presenting cohesiveness in aesthetics across all Nissan facilities globally. Given that the automotive dealership properties are often saturated with a mixed areas of operation, the purpose of the new signage is to help improve effective navigation on the property grounds for both those returning and visiting for the first time. The accumulation of all proposed changes in this project serves the purpose and aim to maximize the financial benefit the dealership provides to the city of Madison. This is done through additional sales based on increased efficiency of operation, continued employment for the citizens of the community, and ongoing revenue through return services offered at the dealership. That's what they gave me to read. Any questions?
All right. Well, we do have the staff report presentation to follow up. Is there anything, I guess, more specifically, Richard, that you would like to point out as far as the design? I know the
It's
ground sign is an area of focus.
the deal. They've been told that that was probably going to get denied at the height, but they threw it in there because they're on a wish list, I guess. But as far as the building signage, just the standard signage, the package, you know how brand identity is now. The national controls it. I'm just the local installer. You know, the national brand sells it to them. Nissan approves what they can put up. It's cohesive. You know, it's the same look. You go from one dealer to the next, they all look the same, other than the dealer name on the building. So there's a uniformity there. And we just hash out with the cities the size of the signs that are going to be allowed and number.
Okay, thanks. Well, I'm sure we may have questions for you, but first we'll go to Jessica if you want to give us sort of the staff presentation, and then we'll open it up for questions afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely. So with regard to this item, I wanted to just provide a summary of the staff analysis and our recommendation that's in the staff report. First, the CDR is necessary because of the number of exceptions that are being requested from the sign code, including those outlined in the staff report, but just generally highlighting them here. Is the increased size of the wall sign on the east elevation being more than what the code would allow for? The number of wall signs on the south elevation being greater in quantity than what the sign code would allow? The wall sign that crosses architectural details on the south elevation. And then the height of the proposed ground sign, of course, 13 feet in height is what's permitted in the code. What's being proposed is 30 feet. And then there's two directional signs on the site that are larger than what the sign code would allow for too. As noted in the staff report, staff does not really have any objections to the directional signage or the wall signage requests and believes that the CDR criteria can be met for all of those signs. However, there are concerns related to the proposed ground sign, specifically as it relates to the height of that sign. Staff does not believe that the CDR criteria have been met. based on the height and proportion of the sign relative to the building, that the sign is necessary for identification of the site, given the number and size of the proposed wall signage on the building, and the visibility of the building from the highway as shown in the graphics provided in the application materials. And then, based on the graphics provided, staff does not believe that the necessity for the taller ground sign has been fully demonstrated. So, I also wanted to note that we've looked at a number of auto dealerships in the recent past, and we oftentimes recognize that this type of user with the multi-functions of the site for service, car wash, used car sales, new car sales, all of those bits and pieces do require some additional signage to convey wayfinding through the sign and to identify certain entrances and areas on the site. So staff is, and I think the commission has acknowledged in the past that additional signage is necessary on these types of multi-function, multi-purpose sites. And we have approved additional ground signage as well as additional wall signage and increase in sizes in the recent past. When it comes to ground signage, however, though, the UDC has stuck to code compliant ground signage for auto dealerships and has not allowed signage to be much taller than what the code would allow. So that 13-foot mark is where the UDC has sat with their most recent approvals with regard to auto dealerships and ground signage. So I just wanted to point that out. And there's a couple of specific cases that were included in the staff report. I don't know if the commission had time to go peek at those, but those were some of the more recent ones in the last couple of years. For those reasons, staff has recommended that the UDC either refer the item for additional information or deny the request for the ground sign that is taller than what the code would allow. If the UDC refers this item, what that means is that it's going to be important for the commission to be specific in what, if any, additional information or graphics would be needed for the commission to make findings related to the sign and its height. Or instead, of denying the request for the ground sign, to put it another way, the commission could approve the CDR with the condition of approval that the ground sign be reduced in size to meet the code requirements, which is the 13 feet, as well as including the condition that's noted in the staff report to correct the graphics for the directional sign. So I know that's confusing and probably clear as mud, but if there's questions, I'm here, so feel free to ask. But that's really all I had from the staff report that I wanted to highlight.
Okay, thanks, Jess. That does help. I'm going to open it up then to the commission for questions, and I think I'll go ahead and start. First question for you, Jessica. So the staff report did mention sort of a difference in design or classification between ground signs and pole-mounted signs, and I think it had to do with sort of the base versus the total width of the typeface area. And then in this case, I think because it is such a solid base, it is considered a ground sign. But is a simple kind of change in base an option for the applicant in order to achieve a code compliant taller height?
That is a possibility. Their brand, in discussions with the applicant team, it seemed like their brand did not want a pole sign. They were looking for this type of sign design, which is interesting because when you look at some of the newer ground signs for car dealerships, they're all kind of reflective of this type of kind of monument style sign that's like this monolith, right? I look at Kia, Hyundai, and the Lincoln dealerships that were recently done, and they all have a very similar design aesthetic to their ground signage. So I don't know if their brand book would allow for a pole sign. That would be entirely up to them if they wanted to pursue that request as well.
Okay. And then I guess my other question is, do you know if, does in general, maybe does the applicant have access to sort of that zoning formula for how you determine height? Because basically where I'm getting at is driving past this site, I do notice that like the current sign peaks up above the belt line so that when you're driving on the belt line, you can see it. I think at 13 feet, you would not see that from the belt line. So I couldn't necessarily tell within their presentation if they took that sort of topographic change from Beltline to their site, if they factor that into the height and the design of this sign.
And that I don't know if they did
Okay.
that. I know that they did provide graphics that show visibility from the Beltline Highway. And based on the visibility of the building and the wall signage is kind of where staff's position was. It's like, well, you can see the building because the building sits high on the site, which is almost at the same level as the Beltline than the ground sign, right? So you have wall signage that's has been increased in size and that is visible from the Beltline. So how necessary is it? And this is where we get back to the CDR criteria, right? So we're looking at two things. One is design, which is criteria number one. And the second thing is necessity. And we need to demonstrate that the signage is necessary based on some sort of unique design related circumstance, whether that's topography, building setback, or something else, right? Or architectural features, something else that necessitates or warrants the size of the sign. I think that if we're thinking that topography is needs to be part of that discussion, I think probably some additional information is necessary on the applicant side and some additional graphics to show the relationship between the sign and the actual belt line and the topography and the grade change there, but also to really get a better understanding of the visibility issues that we're trying to address.
That makes sense. And I think my own observation is their current wall-mounted sign is fairly minimal or small compared to a lot of the other businesses along the Beltline. So I think that, to me, that makes sense, and that there's that justification for that larger, let's see, on the screen, like B, that wall-mounted sign, just for that visibility from the Beltline to kind of help people orient themselves and navigate to it. But yeah, then the monument sign almost seems to be duplicating that function. Okay, Anina.
I guess following what we just heard from Jessica, I feel like we need more information, kind of, for me to really understand if that's a possibility. But I also agree with Shane with the comments that he made. Right.
Thanks, Anina. Alder Mayor.
Thank you. Am I correct from looking at the presentation that the existing ground sign is 30 feet tall? And was that built before the code changed, or was it built out of compliance?
Yeah, so this property is one amongst many that came into the city in 2020. I think it was 2022 when
Okay.
when the town of Madison dissolved. This is one of the properties that came into the city. So these guys don't have a CDR request. All of their existing signage was approved by Dane County as part of the town of Madison. And so anything that they're doing that's new needs to be brought up to compliance with the city of Madison's codes. So that's why you see signage that's 30 feet tall out here. And it's interesting too, because I was looking at the context and I was like, well, gosh, there's a lot of like really the tall signs out here. And a lot of them, their neighbors are also in the same situation. They were in the town and now they're coming into the city. So it's going to be a little bit of a different set of requirements that they'll be working under when they come in to replace signage as well.
So they're allowed to keep whatever was out of compliance when they came in, but replacement will require compliance.
Yep, exactly.
Got
And
it.
they're also
Thank you.
allowed to do change of copy on signage, right? So a change of copy is just replacing the face of a sign. So if they had their existing sign and they just replaced the sign face with a new sign face, that would also be allowed
Okay.
without having to meet current code requirements. So there's an option there for them as well.
All right, thank you.
Okay, any other questions? Rafiq.
So it sounds like when the applicant gave their presentation, they were already knowing that this ground sign was going to be a thing and maybe expecting that it wouldn't get approved. So I'm going to try a motion here because it sounds like everything else works. This one doesn't work, but then I think you gave them a out where they can just change the existing copy of the existing sign and be good, but it wouldn't be this new modern thing. It would just be a refresh of the new font, logo fonts or whatever, right? Of the existing sign shape, style, and everything else, right? So
Yeah, that's correct.
I would say that that's an option for them, and I would make a motion for approval of the building signs and I guess the other one that's not in compliance is not in compliance.
Do we want to include? So I have the one I've So we're going to make a motion to approve the CDR request. And I think that there's at least one condition that goes in here. And the condition is the one that's noted in the staff report related to the electronic messaging directional sign graphics that need to be updated. And then do we want to include the option for a change of copy for the existing pole sign? Because all the signs are part of the CDR. We can't pick and choose what becomes part of the CDR. It's an entire sign package. So I think it's important to note where the commission is sitting with noting that a change of copy would be an option. Or do we want to allow them the ground sign but the 13 feet in height? Do we
So,
want to entertain that at all?
do they give that option? Like, do well, is a 13 foot, is J appropriate at 13 foot for them? Like, do they, I guess that's a question.
Richard, I don't know if you have a
Yeah.
response to that.
I would think if I go back with they're getting the building signage and they got to come down to the 13 feet, I think they would, I think they're shooting for the moon and they're on a construction schedule there. They want to get the new signage, up this fall. So I don't think they want to drag this out. And I would go back and tell them, 13 foot is what you're going to get. And I agree with your assessment that the building is very distinguished and you see that from the highway. I think they get their value there on identification.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, and Rafiq, to me, it sounds like giving them the option of that through your motion that it could be 13 feet or it could be the current sign with the change of typeface.
Right.
That sounds acceptable, yeah.
Thank you.
So do you, Rafiq, do you agree to that and do you agree to the other condition that was in the staff report that Jessica mentioned? Okay. Okay. So we have a motion. Do we have a second on that motion? Anina? Okay. We have a second to the motion. Any other discussion on the motion? All right. If not, I'll take a roll call vote. All those in favor of the motion for a conditional approval, please signify by raising your hand. All right, motion passes with, yeah, four votes and the chair abstaining. Okay, thank you, everyone. Richard, thank you for your presentation tonight and good luck moving forward.
Thank you.
All right. With that, we'll move on to agenda item number three, and I will go off screen here. Rafiq, you have this from here.
Right. Thanks, Shane. We're going to look at item number 3, 3565 Tulane Avenue. This is a plan development for the Eastmoreland Community Center. And the presentation is up, so we will have those presenters present when they're ready.
Hi, Rafiq. This is Tyler Krupp. I think I'm going to go first. Could you scroll forward to the partners slide? Next slide. One more. There we go. Oh, back. Here we go. Thanks. Hi, everyone. I'm Tyler Krupp with Threshold Sacred Development. We're an owner's representative on this project. This is our second time here. I'm going to turn it over to the design team and hopefully show how they've done a really nice job of responding to your early feedback. Prior to that, though, I want to give you just a little context that I shared last time. The main context is we view this as a really interesting experiment to see whether context-sensitive missing middle workforce housing can be built in Madison without tax credit subsidies. We're really close to a project that does that, but I want you to be aware of that experiment as you provide feedback. We're navigating this fine line between, really cost-sensitive budget and trying to design a project that aesthetically is appealing and fits the neighborhood. We think they've done a good job, but that's the context for what you'll see here. The second context is we're pursuing a planned development, which you're aware of. We're doing so on the basis of city guidance. This is 3-4 year discussion we've had. They recommended a planned development in order to integrate the different uses that this site is calling for. I think it's important to integrate those uses. It's part of Madison's commitment to walkable whole neighborhoods. So we'd ask for your continued support with the planned development. Lastly, the context I want to share is this has been like a uniquely collaborative process. You can see all the stakeholders involved here. We've done years here of collaborative neighborhood work. We're at a point where this project's really ready to go. It's very time sensitive at this point. Common Grace is moving out in the next couple weeks here, and we've promised a new home to them in 14 months. So we ask for your expedited support as we try to deliver something on a tight timeline. I'll turn it over to the design team. I believe Sean Myers is going to go next.
Yes, thanks, Tyler. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Sean.
Great. Could you please go to page 11? Yeah, right there. So I'll speak to this page, which compares the old site plan and the new proposed site plan. At our last meeting, what we heard was three overarching ideas. One, we needed to harmonize the housing building, which is on the right, and the ECC building. So they're more cohesive design language architecturally, and in particular, simplify the ECC building. And then from a site plan perspective, better relate those buildings to each other, but also better integrate the parking and better organize the site around the plaza, which was a big feature. And then also focus on landscape planting. So those were the three ideas. I'll stay on this page just for a second to highlight some of the larger ideas. First, you'll see on the left the old site plan compared to the new. We organized the parking so it's no longer projecting into the plaza. So the plaza becomes a more central and more usable space. We still have the idea of the connection between the housing building and the ECC building on the left through that plaza. And then that plaza is also still connected to the parking, so we could take advantage of some flexible uses like food trucks and farmers markets that might take place in the parking and then spill out onto that plaza space. Next slide, please. What you'll see here is on the left is the old proposed 3D rendering and then the new proposed rendering on the right. I think I'll just point out here, we'll have some larger images in slides ahead, but you start to see the architecture starting to be more cohesive in the two buildings. And you also see the plaza as a central figure in this site design, as well as on the left, you'll see the spire, which is an old relic of the existing building that's going to become an art sculpture. And then on the right, you see some container gardens. Next slide, please. Here you see the existing site. And then if you skip ahead one more, we see now a larger image of the full site design. I guess I'll also point out, we're thinking about landscape screening along the parking along Hargrove, as well as screening along Tulane on the north side of the site. And then if you could skip ahead two slides, we'll go to the landscape plan. So from a landscape perspective, we're really focusing on high concentration of native ground covers, pollinator attracting ornamentals, some no-mow fescue and sedge matrix plug plantings. The bioretention feature that's right to the right of the plaza has a lot of these plug plantings, as well as a stone feature. And then the plaza itself has a nice curved concrete wall with bench seating. And then go ahead one more slide. Or actually stay on that, sorry. Could you go back one? Thank you. I guess I also want to reiterate that we maintained the connection of the housing units on the ground level on Ogden, so they each have their own entry off the street, and each one has nice landscaping leading up to that entry. We also have a plethora of 38 bicycle parking stalls scattered throughout the site, and then some nice mulch walkways that kind of help you navigate around the site to the sculpture garden, which is to the left, and then down to the container garden, which is on the lower right. We can skip ahead one more. Here's a nice image of a rendered landscape plan. Go ahead one more, please. From a site lighting standpoint, we have just a few pole LED lights in this for the surface parking. We have some nice contemporary bollards around the plaza and the mulch walkways, and then some wall sconces. And around the plaza, we have a nice like rope LED light underneath the seating, which is a sort of an accent lighting feature. And you can skip ahead. And now I will turn it over to Jake.
Thanks, Sean. Good evening, Commission. Thanks again for the opportunity to present. I think the main goal from the feedback that we got, which we think really helped kind of define the project. The feedback was really needed. We just basically took the main element of the rounded soft corners from the housing that we think is a pretty low cost, elegant move to elevate the project at the constraints that Tyler laid out earlier. So we just really simplified the context of that supporting programmed mass adjacent to the barreled mass that we really wanted to hold on to as the community center. So essentially, we just have a second ripple from the housing, slightly different proportions, but the vernacular is very much the same, or we tried to keep it that. And then we installed a little gasket between the special space, the barrel space, and this form to kind of give that a little relief so it's not just slamming up against each other. And beyond that, I mean, we added a little bit of elevated detail to those windows. So that's kind of like a portal now of light into that space. But otherwise, mostly left the barrel form intact and the housing form intact. And as Sean mentioned earlier, there was a elevated kind of approach to that entry along the east side of the housing. So really wanted to kind of texture that face of the building so that it brought down the scale along that street. And that was really great feedback as well. I think that basically summarizes some of the changes from the informational. And I'll just say that we really valued the feedback. We think as soon as we heard it out in public, it really was kind of obvious after looking at it. And just want to express gratitude for that. And thanks for the opportunity to present again.
All right. Looks like we have already have some hands from commissioners. Anina.
Might be muted.
He's muted.
Yep, you're on mute, Anina.
I'm too excited. I forgot to unmute myself. Thank you so much for that wonderful presentation. And I am new as a commissioner here, so I missed your first part when you presented previously. But I am telling you, as a practicing licensed architect, okay, leading projects as a manager and project architect, I'm blown away. Not only with the design that is great, but also all the research you did from what you know, of course, it's better right now than what you showed us before, right? But I just want to really thank you because you have touched everything that's important to communities, right? It's not just about colors and yeah, you know, I'm glad the transition, you didn't just butt two materials. We never do that as designers. But understanding architecture, you have to have years of experience, especially with sustainability and everything. So I thank you so much. I am very impressed with the work. And I just wanted to make that comment more than anything right now. And I'll let the other commissioners ask you questions who may know more about the project. But fantastic job. Thank you so much.
Oh, Anina, thank you so much.
Any other commissioners with questions for the applicant? I'll jump in. I have a question. I agree with the presentation and with Anina. This is I think it's much improved. The only question I have is this new, I think we're calling it a portal. It's still white, six bays of windows.
Yeah.
Why, what material is that and why that choice? I don't see that anywhere else on in any other area. Why there? Like why that one
Yeah.
pattern?
Yeah, Freak. We were looking at EIFS. It sounds like we're probably going to look at a different material from some feedback, but just something with less lines to break, you know, the building when we get all the corrugated metal up, it's going to be a very vertical building. And with these, we kind of wanted them to interject and interrupt some of that verticality. And so something like paneled or less textured and smoother and cleaner. That was the hope when we were looking at that material.
Okay, I would say, yeah, I would suggest I like the contrast, I like the concept. I just think the material choice should be looked into a little bit more. Like you have other elements where it
Yeah.
looks like you peel away at the grain and then maybe there's some wood or some darker
Yeah, cool.
tones looked at, and that's a similar type situation, but it's a different material. But that's, other than that, I
Yeah.
think there's been some great progress, especially with
Sounds
the site.
great.
Anina.
I was going to make the same comment as Rafik that I feel that material, that's wood. Kind of needs to be added here so you have that total articulation. If
Yeah.
you can, yeah, if you can figure it out, that would be great.
Think that would be well received by our build team as well versus the
Yeah.
alternative, to be honest.
Yeah.
Any other questions for the applicant? If not, we will move into deliberation so that we can come to a motion. Jessica, we are looking for this is advisory to the Plan Commission, so our motion should be in a form of in that form of advice to the Plan Commission, correct?
Right. So when we're entertaining a motion, it needs to, the words motion to recommend to the Plan Commission need to be in our motion. And that could be a recommendation for the Plan Commission to approve, deny, refer, however you want to do it. I did include some example language in the staff report just to help folks along. I know that we don't see a lot of the recommendations to Plan Commission, so I wanted to make sure we were on the up and up there with what that should look like in a formal motion. And I will say with Shane recused, we still do have like quorum on this item, right? So there's still five people in attendance, even though he's recused, but we do need three votes in the affirmative for this for a motion to pass on this one. And keeping in mind that Rafiq as the chair is non-voting.
Looks like we have the alder.
Hi, I am Alder Martinez Rutherford. I am in the district, and although I don't have any questions, I just wanted to comment that I have been overjoyed with working with Stacy and the team. These drawings, renderings have come back looking so much better. I am so impressed with how they've taken feedback and implemented it, and I'm excited for this to happen because it'll mean that they're going to continue the work of bettering our community, taking care of the families and children in our neighborhood. They'll be able to still have a space to worship for their congregation that's there, and it's offering workforce housing for people who need it so badly right now in our neighborhood. As I'm looking for apartments myself, looking for places to live, there's a shortage of it all over Madison, let alone in our neighborhood. So this project means the world to me, and I just wanted to let you all know. Thank you for your comments and your support, and thank you for your deliberation on this.
Thank you. Looks like we have, oops, Alder Mayor.
Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate the evolution of this design too, especially the general site plan and the way the parking lot is integrated more, make a really great use of this odd kind of triangular lot, and really fill it well. So I really like the way this has come, and I appreciate seeing all the community support too, as well as the support of the alder. Thank you.
All right. Nick.
I want to say thank you to the application team for their presentation. I want to agree with the other commissioners that this is just a very exciting project to have going on in Madison. And I feel very close to the site as I went to middle school right next door. So it's really exciting to see this kind of project come to the area. I wasn't here for the last commission meeting when this project came up, but I want to say I really appreciate the improvements to the plaza design and layout. I think it's been really successful in pulling in the circulation from elsewhere in the site and really creating that focal point for this lot. And then I also want to comment on the planting choices and the screening and stuff like that as well. I think that's all very well done. And just applause for the effort on highlighting those corners while also maintaining the screening of the buildings from every angle, which can be pretty difficult when you have three street frontages. So again, thank you for the presentation.
Anita? I can't hear you, Adina. I don't know if anybody else can, but you're not muted. Nope, still can't hear you. Nope, there you go. It's cutting out, but we can hear something.
Disconnect the big screen.
There you go. We can hear you now.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Good and clear.
Okay. Good and clear.
Okay. I'm about to attempt my first motion, but if it's okay, but please correct me. Please feel free, Julie, to correct me if we need to add more. So for my understanding, I think we are all impressed. And the most important thing to me is about the community. And you are literally achieving holistic wellness within this space, you know, that you have provided. It's absolutely amazing to see this. So I would like to motion that, you know, we are approving it, and also that they'll make the change of that one, you know, the barn looking shape opening to include more brown. So they'll review that, and then yeah, and then I pass it. I don't know what's next.
So you're advising the plan commission to approve this project
Yeah.
based, well, I'll let Jessica.
Jessica, help
You guys
us
are
out.
doing
Yeah,
great.
I'm asking Jessica. Thank you, Jessica.
You guys are doing great. This is awesome. So it's a motion to, it sounds like it's a motion to recommend that the Plan Commission approve the proposed development with a few conditions and findings. The first condition is that the material surround in the bay of six windows on the barrel, we'll call it the barrel roof building, shall be revised to reflect the wood material. Right, that's the one thing that everybody seems like they agree on, that this area also reflect the wood material, right? And then with the finding that overall the commission finds that the PD standards have been met, including those related to enhanced design and community interest slash benefit. And then just that further review should be completed administratively. I wanted to go back to the staff report, which identified a few things to consider, including the use of metal panel, the use and placement of murals, in particular. I think just noting, because a lot of times sometimes the commission wants to see murals again, sometimes they want them to be administratively approved. So I just want to be really clear, like what we can administratively approve here if it needs to come back and change, things like that. And so murals are certainly one thing. This corner on this edge of the building is blank, and it's blank as it wraps around. So in the staff report, I did bring up the question of whether or not the mural location would be better fitted or suited in this corner area, because it is a street-facing corner as well. So I just want to throw those things out there. Those were the kind of key highlights from the staff report, and I just wanted to make sure that we were catching those bits and pieces, along with the one other thing on this building. Is that in working with zoning staff, this entrance design does not currently meet TOD overlay standards, and so it will have to be redesigned. Is that something that the commission is interested in seeing again, or is that something that we would need to administratively look at and approve? So I think those are the murals, this entrance design, because we know it's going to change. It has to change to meet the zoning code. And then just the use of metal panel related to context are, I think, are the three big things in the staff report.
So, Anina, as the motion maker,
Yeah.
are you comfortable with, you want to try it again with those conditions?
So please, I'm going to add now. Okay. Let me and Jessica do it. So Jessica, please add that I agree. I would love to see that sign because it's also on the same frontage, move to the other side where it's blank. I recommend at least if we can add that in the motion, I think it will even look better because right now it's squashed in between openings. Unless I don't know if the designers want to comment, like maybe they prefer this side, or are we done with comments?
So we're done with
We're
comments,
done with comments for sure. Yep.
but if that's
So
a
I agree.
condition, yeah.
Yeah, it's a condition. And then I also agree that we must follow code no matter what. Whatever code you have, we gotta follow for the safety of the people. The zoning that
Yep. Is
just
the commission interested in seeing this project come back for final approval? Because that could also be a condition that this come back for final approval. Or it could be administratively reviewed by staff.
it can be administrative, I think. Unless anyone else objects, it can be reviewed by staff as long as these conditions were met so that they can move forward with the project.
And Anina, as the motion maker, you're okay with the use of the material, the metal.
So can you say again, Jessica, was there a problem with the metals? Do they follow what our
Just
code
as it
says?
relates to context, right? So the PD
Oh,
standards talk
as
a
context.
little bit
As
about the residential context, right? And the context of the
yeah.
area and using appropriate but contextually sensitive, right? So just making sure that we're being consistent with taking a look at our PD standards and tying things back.
Got it. But it does meet all these requirements for sustainability, all the important stuff. So with that said, I'm okay. I believe I'm okay with the middle.
Okay. So we can make a note in the findings that the commission is finds that the use of the metal panel is acceptable.
But I think the color and all that, you know, really works. And
Okay. So here's what I have. I have a motion to recommend that the Planning Commission approve the proposed development with the following conditions and findings. That the materials surrounding the bay of six windows on the barrel roof building shall be revised to reflect the wood material, relocate, I should say faux wood material. Or no, I don't think it is faux wood. I think it's real wood, isn't it? Where's the material board? Wood lap siding accent is what it is. Relocate the mural on the residential building to the blank wall expanse, and I believe that is the southwest elevation as it to minimize that, and then redesigning that building entry on the community center to meet code requirements. Overall, the commission finds that the PD standards have been met, including those related to enhanced design and community interest benefit. The use of metal panel is acceptable and consistent with the PD standards, and further review can be completed administratively by staff. That is what I have.
Okay, I agree.
All right. Do we have a second?
All right.
A second.
All right. I'm in the discussion. Seeing none. All right. So we're ready for a vote. All those in favor of the very eloquently stated motion by Jessica?
By Anine. Thank you.
I don't know if you caught those hands, Jessica. They were going a little.
I did. Yep, the motion passed.
Okay, there you go. Motion passes. All right, we will turn the chair back over to Shane.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you all.
There we go. Thanks, Rafiq. All right. Well, that then brings us to schedule and secretary's report.
Yeah, nice job, Rafiq. That was good. It's like you've been doing this for a while. So applaud you. Okay, what we have.
Thank you. Thank you, Julie, Jessica, for helping me. I know it's my first time, so thank you.
Hey, no, that was great.
Yeah,
I think you did a
so
great job.
motion by Anine. I know Rafiq likes
Yeah.
to throw his comments. We're going to ignore them so we can be happy. So motion by Anine. Thank you.
Well, and now we got the first one under your belt, so the next one will be easier, right?
Exactly. Some of them have been here for 7 years, so give us a chance. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, so with regard to recent Planning Commission actions, we don't have any to report there. Our next regular business meeting is in 2 weeks, so that will be July 30th, which is looking also to be a little bit on the lighter side. There's currently only three items booked for that meeting. We have the 3500 block of University Avenue in the corner of North Meadow coming back for final approval. We have an informational presentation for a mixed-use development kind of at the apex trifecta of Packers Avenue, Oscar Avenue, and Commercial Avenue, which is in that Oscar Mayer area. So we'll be looking at that. And then we have, you'll remember the corner of North Fair Oaks and East Washington Avenue. It's like the 900 block of North Fair Oaks and the 3300 block of East Wash. A mixed-use development at the corner there is coming in for initial final approval. So that's what we're anticipating for July 30th. So we'll see you guys then. That's all I have.
Okay, thanks, Jessica. Any other business by members? Anina, do you have your hand up?
I hope you can hear me. So what I'm about to do right now, bear with me, is I would like this in record for the mayor's office, my questions that I have and comments that I have, because I believe we are being recorded, right, Jessica? Okay.
You sure are.
All right. Question number one. How many here, the urban design commissioners, are licensed architects? Do you know how many we are? Jessica?
I believe we're supposed to have three members that are licensed
How
architects.
many do we have now?
We have yourself, Jessica, and oh, I think we're a short one
We are short
of
one.
our
Okay.
licensed architects.
So we are looking, right? We are looking for one. Okay.
Yes.
So that was my second question.
Yes.
Okay. And with that said, I will help you
Oh,
find.
David. Sorry. David McLean is a licensed architect. So we have all three.
We have all
I was like,
three.
I know
Okay.
we have three.
Okay. Because I
I'm like, who's
was
not here?
going
Shoot,
to
shoot,
ask you.
shoot.
I was going to
Yep,
ask
we
you.
have all three
Okay.
seats
Awesome.
filled.
Because I was going to help you find someone because I see right now it's super important, especially with a new team, with an older team that's trying to shut the people who know the work and who are being relied on by the mayor here. So
I will
I
say, Anita, though, we are because Harry has left us, and so we do have open seats. So
we
if you
do.
do have folks that are interested, they should certainly apply online,
Okay.
and I will work with the mayor's office to get seats filled.
Okay, and I'm glad Jessica is here. And who, Dave, you said, is it, he's not
David
here.
McLean, he's our vice chair. He's
Oh.
also absent this evening. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, that's right. He's the vice president, I think, or vice chairman.
Vice chair,
Okay, cool.
yep.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, so I asked this because I want this in record, okay? So our main job as project architects and managers, which I've done for more than 30 years, okay? I have led projects with these two titles. For, with a very important firm, FLAD. Okay, so I know I've worked in such complex buildings with the top engineers, also as a lead consultant myself, without a consultant, because I'm a sustainability champion. And I say all this because we are the only ones, okay, who make sure a project works from the time where the client is happy, okay, as well as the designer. Who most of them do not understand everything that comes, you know, that needs to be done from pre-design all the way to post-occupancy. Okay. So it's super important to understand that the designer is not aware of what's going on. And especially with our history in our design industry, they were all white men. So even for us to exist in this space right now, someone like me, it has been opening doors. For all my identities, from as a woman, there were no white women in the designer role or anything. For years, these are facts. There was no mother for sure who had a working spouse. Okay, and I don't want anyone to attack my firm anymore, my ex-firm, because people in this community in Wisconsin, they keep attacking them, then I'm getting attacked. I don't want to see this anymore because we should be, I should be able to contribute to the mayor's office. Without people trying to go back to my ex work, they didn't do anything. You know what I mean? They're safe. Like, I just want to know this is my opinion, right? So, with this knowledge, I know it's confusing to you guys, but I'm in the AIA, our organization, as well as with NOMA. So, I understand what I'm saying right now, and you'll understand, you know what I mean? It would be good for this to be in record. So, I open doors for a lot of people, right? Working mothers, I was there, as well as, you know, me as a foreigner, as well as a Black woman. I opened all those doors. So I've been in this for a long time. That's why this project just went through right now, touched me, because they are looking at everything, you know, like they're looking at the community beyond designing and everything. So I just wanted to add that so that we are all, and the thing is also I'm very strong with STEM as well as design, both of them. So I am very honored to be here with the rest of you. And I look forward to continuing to give my opinion and hopefully without being, you know, I felt like I was shut down last time before I finished. So that's why, yeah, that's why I'm saying all this so that even though we are new, please respect us. It doesn't mean you know more. We are doing our homework and we are coming with knowledge. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thanks, Anina. Right. Any other business by members? Hard to follow that, Anina.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for letting me, and I'll miss you.
All right. Well, if there's no other business by members, then by unanimous consent at 5:31, we are adjourned. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Good night, all.
Thank you. Bye.
Good night.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.